About 10 years ago, I was able to clearly see the rings of Saturn for the first time through a very expensive telescope owned by a friend of mine at that time. It wasn't like seeing it through the huge observatory telescopes like those at Perkins Observatory here in Delaware, Ohio, but I clearly saw the rings, and it was a pretty amazing sight. But today, anyone with an internet connection can see the rings of Saturn in photos taken by telescopes, NASA probes, and you can even watch live webcasts showing Saturn and its rings. The rings of Saturn look like giant bands around the planet or some sort of solid decoration from a distance. But up close, it's seen to be millions of rocky chunks of ice and dust ranging in size from tiny dust particles to chunks the size of a small car. It's amazing because from a side view, the rings appear to look paper thin, but they're actually the width of a very large city here on Earth. They only look thin from that side view because Saturn is so huge. So why does Saturn have these rings when few other planets have anything like it and none have anything of the size, proportion, and beauty of Saturn's rings? No one who rejects the Bible knows or can explain it. Bible believers know. God did it. And of course, the science fiction writers at NASA and in the cult of Darwin, as usual, came up with a fairy tale about an asteroid smashing a moon that was orbiting Saturn and the debris left behind produced the rings. However, this is just made up out of thin air. There's no real evidence to support this fictional story about the origin of Saturn's rings. When I was explaining this to an unbeliever some time ago, they just looked at me with a bewildered look and said, "Well, if we're to believe your version of things, then why in the world would God do something like that?" The answer is, God did what he did in creation to testify of his own existence. In Isaiah 51:6, before making a point to Israel, the prophet says, "Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath." Whether you look up at our own atmosphere above you, or you look beyond that into the solar system and the galaxies and the universe, or you look down at the countless wonders of creation below your feet, God is giving all of us plenty of reasons to believe in him and to look to him and to listen to him when he speaks to us in his word found in our King James Bible. Of course, David says the same thing in Psalm 8, 3 and 4, where he wrote, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the Son of Man, that thou visitest him." The rings of Saturn are just one of many thousands of amazing wonders found just in our solar system alone, which testify of the amazing power and majesty of God. Science has no factual understanding or explanation for the origin of the rings of Saturn or of the planet Saturn itself, as we'll discuss next time. The Bible believer's explanation is found in God's Word, where we're told that Jesus is the Creator, and He's left all of this amazing stuff in the skies as evidence for God. Again, King David says this in Psalm 19, 1-3, when he wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard," end quote. Whether you're a transplanted hillbilly in central Ohio like me, or you're a scientist at NASA headquarters in Washington, D.C., or whether maybe you're a Christian standing at the Great Wall of China looking up at night, or you're an atheist standing right next to that Christian at the Great Wall, the rings of Saturn and the many other wonders of creation are declaring the glory of God. A picture is worth a thousand words, and when you see it in nature, it's worth something like infinity. What a mighty God we serve, Christians. And what a mighty God you need if you're listening to this today and you're an unbeliever. You can contact us at bbfohio.com for more information about the author of the Bible and creator of the universe, whose name is Jesus.